With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden and former President Trump are in Texas today. The immigration crisis is drawing both to tour the southern border. President Biden in Brownsville. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Mr. Biden has undone all of the accomplishments his predecessor Donald Trump had in combating illegal immigration.
He stopped construction on the wall. He halted deportations. He ceded operational control to the cartels and the traffickers. And he did everything he could to incentivize illegal immigration.
Former President Trump in a hotspot for border crossings. He's in Eagle Pass, Texas. Also at SRNnews.com, more Americans applying for unemployment last week.
13,000 more people applied for unemployment for the week ending February 24th. Overall, almost 2 million Americans are getting benefits. The unemployment rate is 3.7%. Though layoffs remain at low levels, there have been more job cuts recently, mostly in technology and media. Among the companies that have been letting people go, Google parent company Alphabet, eBay, TikTok, and the Los Angeles Times. There have been job cuts outside of tech and media, including at UPS, Macy's, and Levi's. I'm Rita Foley.
Rare February tornadoes in the Midwest, leaving a trail of damage across four Great Lakes states, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. No injuries reported. A wildfire spreading across the Texas Panhandle has now become the largest in state history. The Smokehouse Creek Fire at 1,700 square miles, merging with another blaze, it's 3% contained. The Dow was ahead 30 points and the NASDAQ up 117. This is SRN News. America is becoming two separate countries when it comes to abortion.
A new study conducted for the advocacy group Society of Family Planning finds 14 states are enforcing a ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy, and those states have hardly obtained any through the healthcare system. But there are more abortions in several other states and far more abortion pills prescribed through telehealth, including some for women who live in states with deep restrictions. I'm Julie Walker.
The Utah House has killed a bill that would have banned teachers from using their position to promote or disparage certain beliefs. This means the Utah teachers will be free to display LGBT flags and other social, political, or religious imagery. The Republican-led chamber shut down the proposal over its vague language. This is SRN News. The leader of Hamas is capitalizing on the number of Palestinians killed so far in the war with Israel. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Large numbers of dead Gaza civilians are not without benefit to the cause. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that terrorist Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar told his cohort to negotiate a ceasefire that heavy civilian losses generate sympathy for Israel's enemies within the international community. Seeing the strategic and tactical benefits of collateral damage, it becomes a simple matter to justify non-combatants, including young children, as human shields. During the Israel-Hamas war, thousands of Gazans have died as Israel tries unconvincingly to destroy Hamas. The Wall Street Journal predicts that once the war ends, Sinwar himself will surface and claim victory for the Palestinians. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.